This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More than 60 people have been killed and nearly 900 injured by an earthquake that toppled buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir and created sea surges on at least two Greek islands. Rescue teams in Turkey early Sunday morning pulled a man alive from the rubble of a collapsed building. The man is believed to have survived for 33 hours under the debris of a residential building that was flattened during the earthquake. At least 64 Turkish citizens and two Greeks are believed to have died in the earthquake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Izmir on Saturday evening, where he promised the government would help victims who lost their homes with temporary housing and rent and start construction of new buildings. The deadly 7.0 earthquake originated from a 250-kilometer fault line off the coast of the Greek island of Samos, streaming across the Aegean Sea that divides Turkey and Greece. Hundreds of aftershocks followed. Security forces in the Belarusian capital have detained more than 200 people in the latest anti-government protest, fueled by a disputed presidential election 12 weeks ago. Thousands of demonstrators took part Sunday in marches in Minsk as part of near-daily protests demanding Alexander Lukashenko's resignation and a new vote. Columns of security trucks and buses to hold detainees could be seen around the city as people marched toward a well-known monument to Soviet-era repression victims outside the capital. Protesters were targeted with flashbang grenades, and law enforcement used tear gas and batons to try to disperse the crowds. Authorities acknowledged that police officers also fired warning shots into the air during the demonstration in Minsk. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in the French city of Lyon have released an initial suspect in the shooting of a Greek Orthodox priest. The suspect was arrested Saturday after the priest was shot twice in the chest with a hunting rifle at point-blank range, according to police. The suspect was released after authorities found no evidence of his involvement. Police say the priest is hospitalized in serious condition. The attack comes after a young Tunisian killed three people inside the Notre Dame Basilica in the southern French city of Nice on Thursday, and the beheading of a history teacher near Paris last month. Security throughout France remains high after the deadly stabbings at the Basilica, while President Emmanuel Macron tried to ease tensions with Muslims in the country. French leaders have termed Thursday's incident an Islamist terrorist attack after the perpetrator shouted Allahu Akbar, that's Arabic for God is great, as he decapitated a woman and killed two other people. Thursday's attack followed the beheading of teacher Samuel Paty in October after the republication of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad by the Paris-based satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. White House coronavirus advisor Scott Atlas has apologized for giving an interview to Russia's Kremlin-backed television station RT. He said he was unaware the outlet was a registered foreign agent in the United States. Atlas is a neuroradiologist and a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. He appeared on the channel on Saturday and criticized coronavirus lockdown measures, calling them, quote, an epic failure, unquote, at stopping the virus's spread. RT registered as a foreign agent 3 years ago. A January 2017 report from U.S. intelligence agencies said the television station, which broadcasts on cable in the United States, is, quote, Russia's state-run propaganda machine, unquote, and that it contributed to the Kremlin's campaign to interfere with the 2016 presidential election in favor of the winning candidate, Republican President Donald Trump. After that report, the U.S. Department of Justice insisted that RT America comply with requirements under the Foreign Agent Registration Act. Britain became the ninth country on Sunday with more than 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. As of early Sunday, Johns Hopkins University reported Britain had 1,014,794 infections and 46,645 deaths. Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday joined his counterparts in France, Germany, and Belgium in ordering a nationwide shutdown. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.